a 17-year-old girl who dreamt of being a doctor. She's now left her family, her fellow students, and her country in shock. But who let Anita down? What drove this bright girl who fought against all the odds and had big ambitions right up to suicide? She scored an impressive 1,176 out of 1,200 marks in her state board exams. These numbers, of course, have been talked about. They've been the focus all these days. Yet, they couldn't help her qualify for a medical college seat after she got just 86 out of 700 in the compulsory, in the now compulsory NEET or National Eligibility Cum Entrance Test, the common medical entrance test for the entire country. So who is to blame for this tragic turn of events, and how can India stop other Anitas from killing themselves? Let down, many say, the system, one that seems to, they say, favor the better off, the upper caste, those who have deeper pockets, and so on and so forth. That's, of course, our big focus. What are the lessons that this young girl's death is going to teach us, and just who is going to stand up and take responsibility, if anyone at all? Or yet again, is it going to be another case of sab chalta in a country like India? Let me introduce my panel to you right away. I'm joined in the Delhi studio by Maheshwar Perry. He's the founder of career360.com. This is an education content platform. Joining us from Chennai, Manu Sundaram of the DMK, Rajshekharan, supporter AIA DMK, and a lawyer, Narayanan Tirupati, spokesperson of the BJP, is also joining us. Also from Bangalore, Nandkumar Jayaram. He's the chairman and CEO, Columbia Asia Hospitals Private Limited. Thanks all so much for being with us today. Mahesh, let me start by asking you a Facebook post by you this morning that has created quite a debate there. What you have attempted to do, in your own words, is to say, let's look at the big picture and talk about why, in a sense, you seem to think that NEET is a step perhaps in the right direction. You say, but for NEET, Anita and many other students wouldn't have had a remote chance of getting into many private medical colleges. But isn't that the point? Just the opposite is being argued, that it wasn't inclusion, but her exclusion that has killed her.
Which is right, but you must understand the history of NEET. You know, this case has been fought for many, many years. And 2012 was the first time, you know, we brought it up. And 2014, Justice Altamas Kabir passed a judgment, which essentially talks of how NEET is right in spirit, but bad in law, because Indian Medical Council doesn't have those powers. Mm-hmm. So there was never an argument which said that NEET was unfair to the student. Mm-hmm. I do understand that, you know, increasingly the conversation now is not about whether NEET is fair or not, mm-hmm. but whether NEET is fair. They started the entire argument by saying that it was against the Dalit community. Mm-hmm. Then someone said that, listen, the Dalit quota remains, mm-hmm. and that's not going anywhere. Then they said the Tamil Nadu state is being taken away. You know, some seats were taken away. Mm-hmm. 85% seats are still reserved for Tamil Nadu.
But it's not a level playing field, is it, Mahesh? Isn't that, you believe, at the center of this debate?
No, the level playing field also, see, the moment you get into a level playing field, you know, what happens is a student studying at a better school has a better chance than a student studying at a rural school, and so on and so forth. It's not just about examination. I'm saying within the state board also, you will have takers where a better school would deliver better results as compared to a versus school, which is a government school in rural area. In which case, the problem is not the center here. The problem is you have quotas which ensure that kind of equality comes back.
Okay.
The issue is not about quotas here. You know, we start this entire thing with reservation, but we are getting away from the larger purpose of whether the admission process has been made fair and transparent now than ever. Mm-hmm. And for me, that answer is correct. So my personal opinion is we should not throw the baby with the bathwater. There are a lot of improvements that we can do to ensure that another Anita doesn't...
But keep it. You're saying work at it, keep it, and try and make it as just
Absolutely.
Or as fair or as...
Because Anita should not die. That is a fair point. And Absolutely. That is something that we must all ensure as a country, because I think such a bright student, you know, giving
Absolutely.
Herself up is
such
very,
a bright
very bad.
Student. That is at the heart of the debate. Rajshekharan, sir, if I could get you in at this stage. This is, of course, the shocking thing. This is just not a student who had big dreams and sort of they couldn't be fulfilled, and she has died. She has committed suicide because she has got sterling results, 1,176 out of 1,200 in the state boards, and yet, of course, we've seen the numbers that she got in this All India exam. The focus is then on the state boards also and the quality of education that our states provide. Can they really shy away from the blame, sir?
Natasha, see, everybody is trying to spin the truth, which is not fair, because the issue is about Anita's sad demise. We lost a meritorious doctor. See, forget about that caste. See, she has scored 1,156, and she can compete with the open category. See, the Tamil Nadu state, when Jayalalitha was, she ensured the exemption was for the government medical college, which is 30 and odd government medical colleges in the state of Tamil Nadu. So it is nothing to do with the private medical colleges and deemed university. Let us be fair when we make some comments about these NEET and other issues. It is the syllabus which matters. No, unfortunately, the syllabus of the state board in Tamil Nadu is not up to the level of CBSE syllabus. So here only is the real problem, where the Anitas and others fail because they score good marks with whatever syllabus they are given, and they are very brilliant students. But now this imposition of NEET without the preparation made by the state and central government, you land up in these kind of issues.
I get the point that you're making, but are you saying that therefore that the state boards have sort of no improvements in place? Why couldn't she compete? Why couldn't she, for such a bright student, also fare as well or close to what she did in the state board? Why is there such a big difference? Isn't that, you believe, at the heart of the problem? Because there's no denying that she was a bright student. Just look how well she's done in the state board exams.
See, Natasha, I don't support ADMK anymore because enough is enough. This government has failed. If it would have been Jayalalitha, she would have started a medical college in Arilu, in next to her place, Anita's home, village. So this is the conviction of politicians and leaders. The caliber, the quality of a person matters. Here you have stooges and others who go and prostrate before the power politicians and the power centers.
Okay.
So it's very unfortunate. This government has lost its moral right. So there is no conviction to help the state and the people. So this student, like many Anitas are there, they have joined some other course.
Of course, it comes back to the point that if a medical college had opened in her area, yet there would have been an entrance to NEET, and again, would we have been back to square one? But Manu Sundaram, come in here at this stage. It's not so much about politics, but successive governments letting students down. This has become such, of course, an angry issue, such an emotive issue. This young girl comes from the back of beyond in Tamil Nadu, all the way to the Supreme Court here to say, no, just this is going to rob me of my chance. And she wants to fight it out, but successive governments have let students down. We are just going to try and fix that. Mahesh, coming back to your earlier point, you know, it's not going to be a level playing field. Even within the state, there are going to be some differences, again, rural and the kind of economic background, all of that. But it will not be so vast. It will not be so glaring, will it?
It isn't glaring, Natasha. See, you must understand what Supreme Court has done. It talks of a minimum standard that you need to have to qualify for NEET. In this case, the marks for SC was 40 percentile, and in the case of other category, it was 50 percentile, which means if you got about 110, 120 out of 720, you qualify, right? And assuming she qualified, she would have still got into the medical thing. Now, there is no reason I see of why we should not have minimum standards across the country. Now, the question comes whether...
This is wrong. This is not the truth. I'll tell you why.
Okay, quickly.
See, it is now the admissions list which has been released by the Director of Medical Health Sciences is above 250. So people who have got 120 have not been invited for the interview or the counselling. So this is the truth. So they are trying to spin the fact and spread canards saying that NEET is good. Yes, NEET is, I'll make it very clear. I'm not against NEET, but the preparation and the bungling of Tamil Nadu government, which misled the students till the last moment, which led to this kind of confusion.
So that is governmental issue, sir.
Yeah, we'll get to that. But I just want to get Narayan and Tirupati in. There's, of course, so much flip-flop. There was no clarity till even mid-August on which way we were headed. We were seeing senior ministers say one thing. We were seeing senior ministers say one thing, which Narayana Tirupati, and then of course the Supreme Court, in court the centre says something else. The students perhaps had some faith, some hope, but then it was all dashed.
No, see, as Mr. Maheshwari, he was telling, what he said was right. It was not in 2014 that NEET was, it was in 2013. And 2013, May, first NEET exam was held and the result was announced. Then Althomas Kabir's judgment came against the NEET filed by Christian Medical College, CMC, Vellore and others. After that, the same government or the Medical Council of India went for an appeal in the month of August in 2013, and it went to the 5-judge bench.
Okay.
The 5-judge bench asked for a review, and again this case was referred, and they again inquired about this, and in 2016 the NEET judgment came.
Mm-hmm.
This is the story.
Mm-hmm.
And now people are saying in Tamil Nadu that BJP is pressurizing, and the BJP has only brought NEET.
Mm-hmm.
It is not that. It is totally a judgment given by the Supreme Court.
That is true.
Absolutely.
No, BJP, but we've seen the government,
of course, put its weight behind it.
I want my friend, BJP
fought for Jallikattu. Mm-hmm. So we appreciate BJP on that point, mm-hmm. on that issue. But why did the same BJP help the students? If you allow him to talk,
I will not talk.
I'm just saying, I'm appreciating you. Please understand. I don't want to interfere. In Jallikattu,
I never interfere.
In Jallikattu, there was an ordinance passed.
This is not
but
fair.
But when it is NEET, you failed in
I don't
passing
want
the
him
ordinance.
To talk.
Okay.
Otherwise,
okay.
I will just.
Okay, okay. Okay, Mr. Rajshekaran, just give us 30 seconds here. Yes, Mr. Tirupati, complete your point before I go across to Mr. Jairam.
I was listening to Rajshekar.
Mm-hmm.
I request him to kindly listen to me.
Mm-hmm.
See, after this, what had happened? This was brought by Congress-led DMK alliance was also there.
Mm-hmm.
And then what has happened for the last 1 year,
mm-hmm.
we have been saying that NEET is compulsory.
Mm-hmm.
We have brought an ordinance mainly for Tamil Nadu, giving exemption for 1 year.
Exactly.
But in the Tamil Nadu state, the politicians and the government,
mm-hmm.
irrespective of the party, they were politicizing this. They did not respect the judgment of the court.
Mm-hmm.
They did not respect the central government's every day we were saying.
Mm-hmm.
But when the pressurization was more,
okay.
Mrs. Nirmala Sitharaman, when she came to Chennai,
mm-hmm.
she said that we will consider if an ordinance comes. Okay.
Mm-hmm.
And then what had happened? See, there are only three pleas.
Mm-hmm.
What they say is, number one, this will create a problem with the social justice. As rightly pointed out by Maheshwari, there is no problem in the social justice.
Mm-hmm.
All the reservation will go as per it was before.
Mm-hmm.
And what Rajshekaran said is wrong.
Okay.
Because, let me finish.
Okay.
Because what Rajshekaran said was wrong. Because if this girl Anita had scored 110 or 120,
mm-hmm.
she would have got it because
mm-hmm.
she was a SC student. Yeah,
exactly.
So definitely she should have got. She would have got.
Number two.
Okay.
Let me finish, Rajshekar.
Okay.
Let me finish.
I just want to interrupt. Let me finish.
Rajshekar, this is not fair.
Okay, let's.
This is a statement in the national TV.
You answer me, no problem.
No, it is wrong.
Okay,
no,
let's just.
I am not able to hear you properly.
Okay, neither are the viewers. We are all talking on top of each other. Let me get in someone who hasn't spoken. Nand Kumar Jairam, the chairman and CEO of Columbia Asia Hospitals, with us. Thank you for your patience, sir. Now, there are all those who are saying one big parallel is, it's of course, that there have been talk about, it favors those who are better off, favors those who have access to a certain kind of education. There's been talk about coaching classes. Cost has also been at the center of this debate. But Anita herself, among other things, says, I don't know what NEET is, and my father, who's done his best to give me a good education, cannot afford NEET coaching classes. MBBS, she went in a separate interview, says, MBBS is my dream. Due to NEET exam, I was unable to get selected despite having good cut-off marks. This is, of course, something that's really sort of captured the imagination of all those students who have, been saying that the system is not in favor of everybody. The system favors some. There's been talk about how CBSE students gain. I have some numbers here. I'm going to read them out in a bit. But do you believe, A, sir, that this is a level playing field or that we can ever get there after this? Do you believe that NEET should be scrapped?
No, I believe NEET is the best thing that has happened to medical education in this country.
Mm-hmm.
One must understand that the manner in which medical enrollment happened before this was haphazard and extremely dependent on the standards of the entrance tests that various people had held.
Mm.
Further, with the management quota, there was little, if any, credit given to educational capability, which is so vital for anybody who wants to get into the field of medicine. I think the NEET has come to stay. It is one of the best things that has happened. And I ask you, why does everybody complain that coaching for NEET is expensive? Why can't state governments and other governments across this country have low-cost training and coaching for NEET?
Okay,
and I believe NEET has also given due credit.
Okay, that's a good point. That's a good point that if we need to put an extra effort into these students, because it is quite clear that most MBBS students are sitting for those NEET exams. Mahesh, you would agree, go for these coaching classes. But of course, not everyone can afford them. I just want to read out these figures here, which I'm told were presented in court. The NEET exam is for some 720 marks. And the CBSE has said that, you know, those getting 600 and more marks, the majority of them, happen to be from CBSE boards, and it's only a tiny minority that come from these state boards. Doesn't that say something?
Oh, that's right, Natasha. But again, you have to go back to the basic definition of inter se merit. See, this entire thing is about inter se merit. You know, the Tamil Nadu student is competing with the Tamil Nadu student. A Dalit student within Tamil Nadu is competing with a Dalit student within Tamil Nadu. Now, the spin-off that's coming out is that people who are rich Dalits stand to gain more than the poor Dalits. Then we are talking about a different reservation altogether, which means that we must move the reservation away from Dalits to economically backward and not socially backward.
Okay, that's another good point. I know that you want to get Mr. Rajshekaran, but I just want Manu Sundaram of the DMK back with us. We had trouble with your audio line there, sir.
I've heard most of the discussion, Natasha, and you know, I think it's really sad that many people here do not have a basic understanding of what merit is. It is not about asking a student who has studied one particular syllabus to compete in another. It is not about asking a student who is being coached and trained in a government school to go and attend a coaching center. And it is not easy if governments could have set up coaching centers across the country. Look, we have empirical evidence that adding any entrance examination is inherently discriminatory. It discriminates against rural people, it discriminates against poor people, it discriminates against women. I mean, these are all understood aspects of social policy. Let me also speak about the Tamil Nadu State Board education. It is not as bad as people sitting here seem to have made it out to be. If that was the case, I can assure you, Tamil Nadu and Chennai would not be the medical capital of India. I mean, look at Gorakhpur, look at Madhya Pradesh, look at Bihar, look at places where there is pitiful medical education, pitiful medical services and health services. And people are saying the Tamil Nadu State Board is secondary or inferior. I would not accept that. Let me just say one last thing. Okay. See, the entire confusion is not because of the Supreme Court. It is because the BJP flip-flopped. Okay. The ADMK government, which is essentially a puppet of the BJP, did nothing. They did not even put up a resistance.
Okay.
And that is the reason we have this situation today.
Okay, first, I know Mahesh want to come in, but first, Mr. Jayaram, you raised the point about, you know, extra coaching. Why can't the state do more? You've heard what Manu Sundaram had to say. How would you respond?
Natasha, may I come in?
Well,
one moment.
Globally,
Natasha,
and for any reason, in any situation, in any education, there is always merit that has to be considered. And if you have a country like ours, which is, you know, so diverse, then you need a standard by which you can decide whether somebody can enter a medical course or not. And what better method than a good and well-defined eligibility on entrance test?
One more.
The second point is that the government and the politicians in Tamil Nadu say that only the state board students will be affected because CBSE students will be more. This is what they have said. It is not so. It has been proved that 63% of state board students have got into, they have cleared the NEET, and 37% of the CBSE students have cleared the NEET. And you know, in 2010, the total number of CBSE schools in Tamil Nadu was just 250. Now it is 750. Threefold it has increased. Why, if these people don't want the CBSE schools, Why did they give permission for to start the CBSE schools? Number one. Number two is that even from CBSE schools, students are Tamilians. Even from CBSE schools, they have got reservation. Okay. The third one is, they say that rural students are affected. What do they mean by rural students? Only even in rural areas, this residential schools are being operated. These students are going from Chennai and the very important cities.
Okay.
And the government schools, the students who are studying in government schools are okay. studying medicine. Only 1.9%.
Okay.
The problem is that both DMK and ADMK are to be blamed. They have not given good education. That is the main problem.
Okay.
Only for the last 10 years it is there. People from CBSE schools, right from 1st to 10th standard, they study in CBSE. Then they shift over to state board. They take the medical seat so far.
I take your point there, but again, in the midst of this political battle, where does this leave the student? We still don't seem to be talking about that nation. Just give me a second. Yes, Mr. Rajshekaran, quickly, I'm starting to wrap the program.
Hey, Natasha, all this, whatever BJP spokesperson is saying, that it has to be done like that, all fine. But now, as far as Tamil Nadu is concerned, they have put the cart before the horse.
Okay.
No, they have just put the cart before the horse.
Mm-hmm.
That's all.
Mm-hmm.
How can the horse cross?
Mm-hmm.
So nobody is bothered about the student. Who is going to give back the life of Anita? So
the politicians,
everybody has to be blamed. I will blame everybody.
BJP,
Congress, DMK, ADMK. Okay. Nobody is concerned about the people.
Okay. I start to wrap. Last comments.
Last comments.
Sundaram, come in here at this point. You barely got to speak, I'm afraid, but we're completely out of time. But come in here at this point.
Yeah.
Again, the point that you made earlier about merit. I'm going to get Mahesh in as the last word on that in just a bit. But, coming back to the point, isn't it true that we've all failed in India's students? I mean, after Anita's suicide, what more is there?
Of course,
said?
Without
and
a
we
doubt.
We still don't know, because this political bickering will carry on.
We still don't know if
we can prevent more Anitas.
No.
Yes. Yes.
Without a doubt,
absolutely,
we failed,
right.
Anita. We failed thousands of students. There's no doubt there. See, the problem is, though, like I said, the misunderstanding of merit. I mean, let me just go back 100 years. 100 years ago, in the Madras Presidency, there was a rule. If you wanted to get into a medical college, you had to study Sanskrit and show your proficiency in Sanskrit. What is the relation between Sanskrit and medicine, you may wonder? There was a certain way to make sure that certain caste groups, certain affluent groups were able to get access to medicine, but not others. And I'm telling you, the NEET exam is pretty much history repeating itself.
Okay.
This goes against every sinew of social justice principle that this state, my state, has stood for. And I think people in other states may not understand this, but this is the way Tamil Nadu will fight against any social injustice. And we do not care if it's BJP or Congress, Modi or whoever. We will fight against it. And Anita will get justice.
Okay, Anita will get justice. We'll fight. Mahesh, I'll give you the last word. 10 seconds is all I have. But I think the point that Anasundaram is making, that NEET reflects sort of an index of privilege, in a sense. And that is what has also led to all these students coming out and protesting.
No, I think if we focus on Anita, we should do everything possible to ensure that another Anita doesn't die. And more importantly, and most importantly, NEET is transparent and fair. But yes, a lot of modifications can be done.
Okay.
If only Tamil Nadu has approached the Supreme Court not to cancel NEET, but to say how they can modify it to ensure that states' powers of having quotas within quotas for the state boards can be given, it would have solved many problems.
Mm-hmm.
Tamil Nadu approached the Supreme Court saying, we don't want to approach, go through NEET, whereas
at
they should
all,
have actually
yes,
exactly
right.
done the
okay.
opposite.
Could this have been better handled?
No, that's wrong. One of the grounds of the state government was to have quotas within quotas. That was agitated before the Supreme Court.
It was not argued well, Manu. I was there in the court. It was not argued well by your lawyer at all.
It was.
Okay.
It was not argued well is not the point. That was the ground in the petition.
Okay,
fair enough.
I'm afraid I'm completely out of time. Will Anita get justice, and how will we prevent the students from just feeling heartbroken and resorting to such steps like this young girl did, just 17? It's an issue that, of course, has mobilized our students. But what about our politicians? That remains the big question. Thanks all again for joining us on the program. It's a wrap then on Buck Stops Here. Goodbye.